Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, several months ago, I journeyed to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to go on a fishing trip with one of my friends whose name is Brother Dexter Rogers. Now, if you know anything about Pastor Wood, you know that one of my hobbies is fishing. After being shut in for several months due to the spread of the coronavirus, I was elated when Brother Dexter called me and asked me if I wanted to go fishing. On the morning that we planned on going fishing, I was so excited that I woke up early in the morning in order to meet my Christian brother, Dexter. After arriving at his home, Brother Dexter proceeded in hooking up his boat to his truck that we would ride in on the lake. We traveled from Chapel Hill to Hillsboro, North Carolina, to the lake in Hillsboro, where we were going to fish. I was filled with joy when I laid my eyes upon the lake. Anticipation gripped me. Most of the time, Brother Dexter and I go fishing, we catch a mob of fish. Brother Dexter backed the boat into the water, and then I moved quickly to mount the boat to start fishing. But brothers and sisters, then I messed up. In my excitement to get on the boat, I decided not to go or walk around the boat to enter into it. But I tried to step over the tongue of the boat that was still connected to the truck. In other words, I tried to take a shortcut, but I underestimated how high I needed to lift my foot to clear the tongue of the boat. And let me pause right here and say that some of us who are watching and listening today have too underestimated some things in our lives. Some of us thought that surely by now we would be physically back into the church. Some of us thought that we would bounce back by now from the virus that we contracted. Some of us underestimated how long that we would be out of work due to the pandemic. Again, brothers and sisters, I underestimated the height of the boat tongue. And you know what happened, don't you? I fell over the tongue of the boat onto the rocks. I mean, brothers and sisters, I fell extremely hard. I fell so hard that I tore my pants on both knees and took a deep gash out of my lower leg where my leg hit the tongue of the boat. After hitting the ground, I tried my best to get up in my own power. But quickly, I recognized that I could not get up on my own. So, Brother Dexter came over to me and asked me, was I all right? And I proceeded to tell him that, Brother Dexter, I need some help to get up. And listen to me good, my brothers and sisters. There will come a time in this thing called life when you and I will need some help from somebody else. Did you hear what I said? Don't you dare think that you can make it through life all by yourself. You and I are going to need some help. Look, I needed help to get back on my feet. And this morning, it is my assignment to help some of you that have fallen like I fell to get back up on your feet and keep on walking with your God. Though I ripped my pants and scratched up my knees and scratched up my leg until they were bloody, I decided that I would try to hold on and not leave the lake without fishing. Yes, brothers and sisters, I got up off the ground limping. But I was determined to go out on that boat and fish all day long. Thank God that I was not alone. Thank God that I was not by myself. Thank God for Brother Dexter Rogers being there to be my help. In our text today, I want to introduce you to a brother named Jacob, who experienced a severe hip injury. Jacob was the grandson of Abraham and Sarah. He was the son of Isaac and Rebekah. You know Jacob, don't you? He had a twin brother named Esau. And if you are good Bible readers, you would know that the name Jacob means trickster. You remember that Jacob tricked his father Isaac into giving him his brother Esau's birthright. Jacob then flees his father's house and goes and stays with his uncle named Laban for 20 years. You remember Jacob, don't you? He married both Leah and Rachel while working for Uncle Laban. The angel of the Lord tells Jacob that it is time for him to return back to his homeland. And Jacob packs up his wives, his female servants, and the flocks that he had gathered over the 20 years with Laban, and sets out, Jacob does, to return back to his homeland. But there's a problem. The problem is Jacob failed to inform his uncle Laban that he was leaving. Once Laban found out that Jacob, Leah, Rachel, and the grandchildren were gone, he pursued after them. And after catching up with them, the Bible says that Laban and Jacob instituted a covenant between themselves, saying, "The Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another." Jacob then leaves Laban and continues to embark on his journey home. This brings us up to chapter 32 of Genesis. We are told in verse 1 of chapter 32 that the angels of God met Jacob as he journeyed on his way back home. Don't miss that. The Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 32 that the angels of God met Jacob as he journeyed on his way back home. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I want some of the angels of God to meet me as I journey through this thing called life. Why do you want some angels? Because I know angels watch over me. And guess what? They watch over you too. Jacob meets up with the angels of God. And the Bible says that Jacob thought about how he had defrauded his brother Esau out of this birthright. And knowing that he was returning back home where Esau was, the Bible says that Jacob became filled with fear. So Jacob sends his servants ahead of him and tells them that if they see his brother Esau, tell Esau that his servant Jacob is on his way to see him. The Bible tells us that Jacob's servants did in fact run into Esau. And they reported back to Jacob that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. Jacob, in fear, prays to God and reminds God of the promises made to him and to his offspring. So Jacob says, let me provide a means of trying to appease my brother Esau. So he decides to prepare a present for his brother Esau that he hoped would cause Esau to find favor with him. The Bible says Jacob divides his livestock into groups and sends them ahead. He says to himself, Brother Jacob, if my brother Esau kills what I send, that which behind may be able to escape. So Jacob comes to the ford of Jabbok. And when he gets to the ford of Jabbok, he sends his wives, his female servants, his 11 sons, and all his remaining possessions ahead of him. And the Bible says that Jacob was left alone. Did you hear what the Bible said? The Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. In other words, he separated himself from everything and everyone who was close to him. And my brothers and sisters, there may come a time in your life when you too must face being alone. Listen, right now, some of our seniors, some of our widows, and single disciples, as the result of the coronavirus, have had to get used to spending numerous days being alone. And I don't know about you, but I, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, I don't really like being alone. I function better when I am a part of a community. But the Bible says that Jacob was left alone. But how many of you watching and listening today know that as a believer in Jesus Christ, that we are never, never alone? You know why? He promised. I said he promised. Never to leave us. Never to leave us alone. And I don't know about you, but that truth, knowing that truth, helps me out when I am going through the challenges and the difficulties of life. Just to know that the Lord is with me helps me, I don't know about you, but it helps me to maintain my sanity even in insane times. The Bible says that Jacob is left alone and that a man wrestles with him. Now, we've already learned in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 32 that Jacob met the angels of God on his way back home. So, if Jacob sent everybody ahead of him, the only person the man could be was one of the angels. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know who started the wrestling match, but I sure know how the wrestling match ended. And I find solace in this verse of scripture that lets me know that divinity does not mind touching humanity. In other words, there's a song that's sung in some churches. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. Don't mind. Well, let's not keep you too long. The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with the angel. Now, let me suggest to you here that the only reason why Jacob was permitted to wrestle with the angel is because God permitted Jacob. Let me say that again. The only reason why Jacob was permitted to wrestle with the angel is because God permitted Jacob, or God allowed it. Why you say that, Pastor? We have heard the saying that our arms are too short to box with God. And so if our arms are too short to box with God, certainly our arms are too short to wrestle with God. Jacob is permitted to wrestle with the angel all night long until the day was about to break. And I don't know about you, but I have had some all-night wrestling sessions with God. Have you had any? There have been times when I wrestled with God over doing righteousness. And then there have been some times when I wrestled with God because I wanted to do unrighteousness. Do I have any witnesses? Have you ever, my brothers and sisters, had a sleepless night? It might have been caused by you being in a wrestling match with God. But the Bible tells us that when the angel saw that the daybreak was coming, he told Jacob to let him go. And there are some of us who are watching and listening today who have been told by one of Satan's angels to let go of our faith and our hope in God. The enemy has told us that if God really loved and cared for us, that we wouldn't be going through some of the tests, some of the trials, and some of the hardships that we are currently experiencing. But I'm here to tell you to tell the devil that he is a liar. The angel of the Lord said to Jacob, let me go. But Jacob told the angel that I will not let you go until you bless me. In other words, Jacob was saying that I'm going to try my best to hold on. Why, Jacob? Why are you going to try your best to hold on? I'm going to hold on because I know that there is a blessing in the pressing. Lord, have mercy. Jacob knew that blessings come if you just hold on to your faith in your God. And on this third Sunday of January 2021, I stopped by New Providence Missionary Baptist Church to encourage someone who is watching and someone who is listening to hold on to your faith. I know that the last 12 months have been difficult. I know that the last 12 months have been toilsome. I know that the last 12 months have been difficult to navigate. I know that you have had your share of ups and downs. I know that some of us have been battling loneliness. But I have some good news to tell you. And the good news is that God wants to bless you. Matter of fact, He has already been a blessing to you. How, Pastor Wood? He has spared you and rescued you from everything that has come against you over the past 12 months. What are you saying, Pastor? You ought to bless the name of the Lord, and you ought to give Him glory that He cared so much for you that He did not allow coronavirus to take you out. He did not allow being underemployed to take you out. He did not allow being short of food to take you out. God, I said God, God kept you. He kept me because we held on to Him with all of our might, even though we're living with a limp. Thank God that He gave us the strength to do our best to hold on to His holy hand. I don't know about you, but I know, I said I know, that I desperately need God's presence in my life. I need Him. Oh, I need Him. Every hour, I need Him. Oh, bless. I said, oh, bless. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, because I come holding on, holding on, holding on to you. It makes no difference what comes my way. I don't know about you, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try my best to hold on to my faith until the blessings of the Lord flow my way. God bless you. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I know sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you get weary. But hold on. But can I tell you some good news? Even when my grip gets weak, I thank God that His grip never gets weak. When I feel like I can't hold on any longer, that's when God tightens His grip and holds me and keeps me from falling, keeps me from losing hope and from losing faith. Thank God that we can hold on to God's unchanging hand. Listen.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919 919- 952-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.